Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is Tuesday, folks, 14 April 2015. And in a few minutes, let me see if I can gauge my mouth. Come on, mouth, catch up with brain. There we go, we're synced. I will be bringing up Rich Sheban here in just a couple of minutes. If you have us bookmarked and you're listening to the program today, click over to republicbroadcasting.org. And the reason I'm asking you to do that is this is kind of a cool thing. We're doing this as kind of a gift back to donors to the network. We are doing a pledge drive, and I'm real close to cleaning up the back bills to give us a break here. Did everything, redid the network, folks, restructured, got the debt down from 21 to 13,000 down to less, and now we get down to about 10.5. And some people have kicked in helping me with advertising, and it is looking mighty, mighty good. And I want to thank Jasper and Mia for doing this. If you go up to the website in that rotating banner, you will see a gift back for RBN donors. And yes, here it is. And you will see some nifty looking little things here, and I'll describe what those are. This is actually pretty cool. For a donation of $100, and keep in mind where silver is going to be going, folks. I wasn't even aware of this. A 1943 35% silver nickel is included. There is a little stamp, and these are all in little cases that you see. Okay? You got like a gram of stamped silver, and all this stuff is by the mint. It's got mint marks on it. There is 10th ounce troy ounce, and that is by Monarch Precious Metals. And just for grins and giggles, 1943 steel penny. Yeah, it was war. They needed the copper, but they were putting silver in nickels. Well, Mercury head dime. Also, the shot that these people that make this stuff, okay? That's what you're hearing right here. There's a little case of the silver shot that's actually shipped in to these mints, and they meld it down and make the coins. And, of course, we got a round of copper in here. Ounce round of that. And kind of a cool little thing showing the two different pennies. One 95% copper and the other ain't. And a little explanation thing in there. And that's for a donation of $100. And if you look at the other picture, there's more stuff. Okay. And in that one, in addition to... there's a silver quarter, you know, the real stuff. When you dropped it on the counter, it rang. Added into that is a 5-gram bar. Also added in as well is a remake in silver of the Indian head. And it has on the reverse of it 1 cent. But that's pure silver. And there's also another gram piece, and these are, again, all in their little display things, another gram piece. So point being that this is real stuff. It is valuable. And as I said on the program yesterday, you gift us, you pledge in this pledge drive, you get one of the two packages, and this one is the one that's going to give back. So kind of a look at it as like a little loan to the network. We send you the silver. We have all this stuff in-house ready to go. Okay, ready to go. So when that starts breaking wide, which it will, you get money back. Ooh, and stuff that, who knows where silver's going to go. 150, 200 ounce? I don't know. We got people out there predicting gold's going to go to 8, 10, 12, maybe even more, 12,000 an ounce. It very well may. But you can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and also is a picture of those USBs that you plug into the computer so you have safe and secure communications between two points via the internet, and they cannot break it. Okay? They cannot break into it. You can send files, you can send emails, all that cool stuff, and nobody will be looking except your intended person that you want to see information. And this goes two ways. You get two fobs, two of these security kryptonite fobs for a $100 donation. They normally sell for $150. Now, I was talking to the gentleman today that, well, just preceded me, Mark, and he said, well, I'm going to still be offering these in the future. He said, but they ain't going to be $149 anymore. So here you go, folks. We've got 13 sets of those left, and I've got everybody on the list that's already donated that made the request. So we have 13 sets of those available for a donation of $100. They normally sell for $149. Okay, I've eaten up enough time on that. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, take a look at it, and call us here to network to reserve these for yourself. 800-724-2719. That's 800, silver shot, love the sound of it. 800-724-2719. And take advantage of this, folks. It's a little gift back to you guys. And we appreciate your support of this network. We're about out of the woods here with this network. And archives, brand new archives, that's going to have a backup. Everything is everything. So please, we have been working overtime getting this network straightened around, getting it back on solid ground. All right. Today, as promised, and you're going to love this, folks. Today, as promised, I've got Rich Sheban with me, and he wrote a book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Now, okay, there's thousands and thousands of books out there on survival and camping and all that stuff. This is different. This is different because added in that is the philosophy, and the philosophy is the most important part of this. The other stuff, well, that's, you can learn to trap and fish and do all those neat things. But do you have a strategy, and how do I get there from here? Rich Sheban, do I have you, sir?
Well, thank you very much for having me, John. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, and you know, it was good meeting you. It's not very often that I get to interview people, and I got to see you at the expo. Talking with you there, watching you interact with people, watching your instructional talk up there, and of course back at Vinny's house where we all camped out for a few days, added time that we could sit down and commiserate and communicate, and I really appreciated that. I thanked Vinny for that opportunity. You here, you're an interesting and a rare bird. Your background. You did sales for a large pharmaceutical company. Are we allowed to say the name?
Sure, absolutely. I have it in the book, as you know, John.
So, the name of the company was?
Oh, you're asking me. Yeah, you bet. Name of the company. I work for two major companies, folks. The one that really revolves around this story is GlaxoSmithKline, which is one of the big pharmaceutical companies in the world.
And what was the other one?
Merck was my last company.
Ooh, now there's an interesting company. But something happened. Now, you were based out of New York, correct?
I left the metropolitan area of New York City when I was 26 years old, John.
Okay.
And my dream was to come out to Montana, do the mountain man thing, hunt and fish. Unfortunately, I had to get a few college degrees and to come out to Montana because of all the political correct mumbo jumbo I had to go through with things like affirmative action and quotas and so forth.
Oh, gosh. But I was even in Montana?
Pardon me?
Even in Montana?
Even in Montana,
ooh,
you betcha.
Ooh. Okay, so back to the original question, Rich. You were working for the company, and, well, that was your dream. I mean, that's everybody's dream, really. I mean, to have a place in the woods you can go and get away, and you've got streams and water and open sky and game. You told me an interesting story. We'll talk about that a little bit later, about your turkey, which I had no idea about, by the way. But there you were. You were drug repping and knocking down serious money. You were making what a year?
It varied, but I had a few years I was making over $100,000.
Okay, so that's not bad. But something happened on the way to the bank. You started to hear things and you started to do some investigation of your own. How did this turn about from being a drug rep for the major manufacturers to your trip out to Montana and a total transformation of your life?
Well, if I may back up and preface this a little bit, John, if you don't mind, to put it in context, the reason why this story is in the book amongst many other stories is because, folks, I realize that financially, economically, socially, and politically, we are really losing ground as middle-class Americans. So I give evidence and examples, some of them personal examples, like what John is talking about right now, that we are being distracted, dumbed down, and divided as an American people. And this is by design by the powers that be. In other words, we have a tiered system of special rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. Now, the powers that be call it a protectionist group or victim group. To me, this is both insults to anybody who gets special rules, laws, and accountabilities. And in other words, to put it a different way, John, America's been drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness for too long. So one of my messages in the book, and there's many messages in the book, is to have zero tolerance for political correctness. This cookie cutter follower mentality that we're living in is destroying America from within. So what I'm trying to do is offer ideas and solutions on how we can simplify our life. But to get back to your specific question with a little more details, John, what happened to me, folks, is when I was working for GlaxoSmithKline, and I'll try to make a very, very long story short, I was having issues with my spine, both lumbar and cervical, and even today my cervical spine has severe, it's labeled as severe and on three levels. I tried to go part-time as a job share, and my company told me, I'm going to make a real long story short, again, there's a lot more specificity and details in the book, but after dealing with about 30 attorneys, I tried to go part-time as a job share because orthopedic surgeons were writing letters to my company, GlaxoSmithKline, to reduce my driving by 50%. Long story short, again, skipping over a lot of details, human resources told me that part-time job shares were for women only. So I worked for an extra 7 years while driving a company car on painkillers just so I keep my job, because all my attorneys told me that they would put me on disability, and as we all know, disability is just basically beer money. And the ironic thing about this is that even though I worked 7 more years with phenomenal numbers and they still wouldn't give me a part-time job share, actually Merck hired me as the first male job share for the company of Merck ever. And when GlaxoSmithKline was doing what was treating me this way, they were pleading guilty to bribery, fraud, lying about fabricating drug safety data and lying to the FDA, defrauding Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars. I have articles here, John, that shows that I'll just read the headlines. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline accidentally released concentrated live polio virus in the environment in Belgium. Drug giant pleads guilty, fined $3 billion for drug marketing. And this is a very interesting article. It's titled U.S. Media Blackout, Italian Courts Rule Vaccines Cause Autism from a GlaxoSmithKline Drug. So I can expand on that, but obviously because of the time we have and the information I want to leave to especially the poor middle class of America regarding ideas and solutions, I just want to make something perfectly clear that we all have to realize that we live in a country that we've had millions of Americans, John, give their lives in combat for America. So my question to everybody listening is, how long will we live in the land of the free and the home of the brave if we don't have the guts to stand for principle? And how I define principle, folks, is that we must all make sure everybody has the same rules, laws, and accountability across the board. Now, John, I know this sounds simplistic, but if you look at all of our corruption, all of our manipulation in this fascist country that we live in, because it's pretty obvious the powers that be are trying to divide us. You know, how long are the people going to buy the fact that the left says, oh, it's a big corporation's fault, and the right says, no, it's big government fault? It's big government creating an alliance with the big corporations, folks. So we are losing the ability as poor and middle class Americans to control our own destiny. And they're dividing us by skin pigmentation, by anything to do with sex or gender. Now, can you imagine how great our society would be if we got a job through crazy things, John, like hard work and proven results and qualifications?
Actually producing something, things of that nature? Yeah.
So I wrote this book because it's pretty obvious that with all the examples and evidence that I give and I talk about on hundreds of radio shows now around the country, that truth has been trumped by manufactured perception. In other words, they're using manufactured pity and trying to disenfranchise other groups to make us stay divided, because that's how you conquer a nation. And because we live in an emperor has no clothes society, people are afraid to point the finger at that emperor, that king, and say, hey, he has no clothes.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw something in here that perception is people's reality. And, for example, take Houdini. I mean, this guy could make an elephant disappear in the middle of a theater. Now, we know in our heart of hearts that a man cannot make a full-grown elephant disappear. But that was the magic behind it. It was misdirection. Okay, we know that that elephant didn't disappear, but boy, it seemed to have disappeared. And could he have really done that? That thought flashes through our minds. But what initially, with just about everything, and we're conditioned to do this, is our first impression or what we think we're seeing, we base our opinions, or it starts a train of thinking. And Houdini was a master at manipulation, and he did exactly that. And a lot of people, take the media for instance. You know, you're fond of saying, and so am I, that six corporations control everything that you see, read, and hear in this country. That is the public perception. This is what people see. This is how they formulate their thinking, and they move on from there. You know, in the AAs, they used to call it stinking thinking when you were drinking. Well, when you're watching this crap on television, you're being programmed. It's the stinking programming. And that forms the basis of your perception, your opinions, and maybe even your actions. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015 with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free Your Mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We're back talking with Rich Sheehan, author of One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And I've got to say, up until this point, this man's never written anything, no thesis. He basically started writing, and he wrote a voluminous book, 500 pages. And then Rich... somewhere along the line here, you decided that, wait a minute, I want the younger people to read this, and they're into tweeting and texting and internet and here right now, and I want it in seconds, and I want to be over with it, and I want to have everything in my head in 2 minutes flat. So you decided to actually, and I don't know how you did this, if you take a 500-page book and you edit the thing down, it must have taken you longer to edit it down than it was to write the 500 pages in the first place.
Yeah, it's pretty close to that, John. And, folks, I want to make something perfectly clear. If anybody's ever heard me on the radio anywhere in the nation, I promise you, I call myself, and the reason why I do this is because it's true, an average Joe non-hyphenated American. I'm not any better or smarter or more skilled than anybody listening to this program. I just feel that as an American, as a patriot, that we need to stop the silence. We need to draw a line in the sand and have zero tolerance for political correctness. And the reason why I, like you said, John, I took a 400 or 500 page book and brought it down to less than 200 pages was because all my friends and acquaintances who read the preliminary notes told me that you got to get this information out. And if it doesn't go to today's youth, then there's no hope for freedom and liberty in America. Because I'll be honest with you, folks, that's my definition of success. There's four things the middle class cannot buy back: freedom, liberty, time, and health. And I felt if I had a really large book, all the adults, especially the ones who had children, told me that my kids will never pick up a 400 or 500 page book. So I deleted a bunch out of it just so there was a chance that the next generation could read this.
Well, and there's something else I'm going to throw in here so people understand where you're coming from. You're not a multi-millionaire. You, like anybody else that has good jobs and are smart with their money, you have a way of putting stuff back, and you know, stuff goes into investments or stuff that you buy or whatever. But your slate was wiped clean. That's a nice way of putting it, isn't it? Marriage and then a divorce. You know, that's happened to a lot of people. So what we're talking about here is a man that was not a millionaire, and he wasn't one of these guys that could pay a ghostwriter to write a book and paint the happy face and then hire a bunch of PR people to put his image and his book out and, hi, here I am, you know, I'm rich, you know. No. This is a real man, real life experiences. So I want people to understand that and get a better feel for who Rich Sheban is, Rich.
Well, thank you, John. And this is a good time to mention the fact that I did self-publish the book, folks. I was well aware I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid of political correctness, and I realized that, you know, like we talked about earlier, John, with the eight corporations that own America, basically.
Six.
The six, excuse me, yes. 1,500 newspapers, 1,200 magazines, 9,000 radio shows, 1,500 TV stations, big production companies, and that includes 2,400 publishers. There was no way I could get around to publish, get this thing published, folks, without going through the scrutiny of the powers that be, because I have chapters that are, one's titled Political Correctness Out of Control, one's titled The Rise of Political Correctness and the Fall of the Middle Class. I knew that if I didn't self-publish this, the truth of this information would not get out. And
well, there, and let me interject something before. I don't want to leave this one out. You've self-published the book. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble site. But there are some people that really don't like your book. What's been happening with this?
Yes, and that's exactly where I was going, John. Amazon and Barnes & Noble, they've said my book is out of stock. They've misspelled my book title, and this has been going on for a few months off and on. And as of recently, over the past couple of months, they have deleted five-star reviews because they don't want this information to get out to the public.
See, folks, there's nothing sacred. If you considered it good and wholesome and worthwhile, our detractors don't think so. All right. Manimal is at the helm. Rich Sheban is my guest. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. This is the National Intel Report. 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band. Declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades.
We are back, folks. We're in the, well, free of the land and home of the slave. That's supposed to read, Rich, home of the brave and, yeah, land of the free. Mm. Well, we're not so free anymore. They're trying to make us the slave, total slave. But we have game planned against that. And that's what the basis of this whole discussion today with Rich Sheban, author of One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And by the way, Rich, before we continue here, I've been on your website, and I've been looking at your book. Folks, I mean, you got bear here. You've got deer. You've got, I think this is even a mountain lion. Oh, my goodness. Ram. You've been trapping. You've gotten wolves. You've got turkeys and bears. Oh my. I mean, this is all up, you did all this up on your property up there in Eureka?
Well, a lot of it's here. Also, a lot of it is in Canada and Alaska and other states in the Northwest. And I always tell people I didn't come to Montana for the nightlife and the restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, because the nightlife, I'm looking at one picture, you took a picture of three mountain lions taking a trip through your property.
Yeah, yeah. I got pictures of mountain lions, black bears, grizzly bears. I got a picture of a lynx a few weeks ago, which is also on there. I mean, I've had unbelievable adventures, and that's one of the reasons for me putting all those different pictures, from farm animals to hunting and fishing to the garden to alternative energy. You know, when you live off-grid, folks, it gives people a plan B, an alternative lifestyle choice. And that's basically the second half of the book, is more of the how-to book to give ideas and solutions how we can control our own destiny regarding exercise, regarding food. I lost, because I have two types of spinal stenosis and nerve damage, I've lost about 90% of the strength of my arms, and I've got the MRI and the radiology report to prove it. And I still do most things with moderation and modification. And what some of the other messaging that I hope our listeners walk away with today, John, is to not give up on their goals, their dreams, themselves, or their health.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I know a little bit about human beings losing hope. And I will not go into the story, but I think I know, I think you recognize what I'm alluding to here. And when people lose hope, folks, nothing else matters. Nothing can be accomplished. Nothing can be done. And basically what your life has been reduced to is nothing. And hope is that last car that leaves the train station. And a lot of people can't even see the tail end of that choo-choo anymore. And that is the game stopper right there. Would you not agree, Rich?
Well, of course I agree. But you got to look at how the powers that be are implementing so many people to throw the white towel in the ring. For example, they're not changing people's minds through legitimate means. They're changing people's minds, John, through things like intimidation, bribery, shaming, threats, blackmail, blacklist. It's nothing less than social control through imposed etiquette. And that's how you build an aristocracy and a serfdom, is through force and fear. So what I often get asked on the radio, John, what is the biggest reason for the demise of the waning middle class? And I always agree it has a lot to do with ignorance, apathy, and indifference. But that's not the biggest reason combined. The biggest reason is the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect. And I'm not being condescending here, folks, but basically it means the fear of telling the truth. If we just, those three words I mentioned earlier in the show, if we made sure we demanded the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody on American soil, we would be a lot healthier and more prepared as a nation for what's coming down the pike.
And that is exactly why, Rich, up at the expo, I gave one talk and one talk only, and it was entitled Choice, but subtitled Stop the Self-Censorship, because people are starting to do it. They're becoming fearful that a group that was designed to smash and whack and socially change, the change agents, it was designed, and people are starting to yield to their design. And that is absolutely 100% incorrect. That is something that you cannot allow to creep into your life, because that is a form of mental paralysis.
I agree.
Yeah.
We have to be thinkers and no longer followers, folks. We have to realize that we're all imperfect sinners. As you recall, a little earlier in the show, I call myself an average Joe, non-hyphenated American. I don't do that just to be humble because it's politically correct. I'm telling you the truth. I am an average Joe. But I feel that if we keep being hyphenated groups and letting the powers to be divide us in that direction by skin pigmentation or sex or anything, or gender, who knows how many freaking genders there are anymore. It's getting ridiculous. It's PC stuff. We have to stand against corruption and manipulation. Synergy is a lot healthier than division, folks. And that's one of the reasons I live off-grid in Montana. That's one of the reasons I give talks. I do radio shows. I wrote the book. And I even have a DVD out with a news station and a production company to try to give people some ideas and solutions so they can find a simpler way of life, of living. Now, John, let me interject a very quick story, if I may. We saw a documentary on, I think it was Netflix, probably about 10 years ago. And it was a neighborhood out of South L.A., okay? This neighborhood, you know, it's got gangs and crime and things of that nature, and people of all different descent, all different skin pigmentations. And, of course, because the powers that be are telling us to stay divided, they didn't have synergy until one day this wealthy guy gave them 14 acres or lent them 14 acres. This community started a garden, and synergy just arose. It was a beautiful Garden of Eden. And people from all different backgrounds, all colors, genders, came together and had this beautiful, beautiful garden. And he ended up taking this garden back, or taking this land back, didn't even use it for anything. He just kicked the people off. It was like an Indian giver. And I think the powers that be coerced this man to do that because they found that the people of South LA in this community of all different colors, races, genders, were getting together and having synergy in lieu of division. And they didn't want that formula to leak out. So this is why I say nature, folks. You don't have to live in Montana. Every state has rural areas. But if you can grow your own garden, maybe put some solar arrays on your house, maybe raise a few animals, go to liberty and fellowship-minded meetings and preparedness expos and talk to people of like mind. Maybe buy some land and maybe even live off grid someday and control your own destiny. These are some of the messages that over a 2-hour radio show, I just can't discuss a lot of specificity and details, but we have to realize that us as poor and middle class Americans, we are losing control of our destiny. We have special rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, and this is an insult to the overall fabric of America and middle class prosperity.
I want to remind people, and I just ran across one of the people that did a book review on your book, KCG. He wrote, "I recently purchased and read Rich Sheban's book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. The book contained a wealth of information. Subsequently, I attempted to give the book a 5-star review on Amazon, but did not succeed in getting the review posted. I even called Amazon after the second failed attempt, and the review showed up momentarily, but then disappeared again. I am unsure as to why my review would not post, but I give it 5 stars. And you can get this book from eBay as well, from Barnes & Noble and the aforementioned Amazon. But you and Rich and I were talking. He says, "Well, look, you know, you need a little money for the network, and you know what?" And I did not want to get in the middle of this and slow down the process of people getting this book. And he's going to be doing interviews on other people's programs on this network. Not everybody listens to every show on the network. I'm surprised because there is so many good ones. But just joking. But I did not want to get in the middle of that. I want this guy to be on air and fresh and talking with people and interacting, and then people can just go, boom, okay, I'm going to go get the book. I'm going to go get it from eBay, or I'm going to get it from Barnes & Noble, or I'm going to get it from Amazon. You know, and yeah, we know, folks. Yeah, they make a few pennies off of this as well, but you know what? It is what we have to work with. And until such time as we have that accountability, Rich, which I just absolutely love, and you're right, special liabilities and punishment for this group, or different accolades and different, should we say, favors for another group. This was one nation under God at one time with one set of rules, and it fit everybody. Well, not anymore. This is the way they want it. They've divided us by class. They've divided us by race. We have the provocateurs out there ginning up the race issues. One thing that I really enjoyed, this recent shooting, I'm sure you heard about it. The cop shot a black guy, a 50-year-old black guy. He got out of his car and took off because he had warrants for non-payment of child support. This enterprising individual cooked up a story, well, my life was threatened, and as the guy was running away, he unloaded 8 shots, killed the guy, murdered him, shot him in the back. To the credit of the family, and thank you for doing this, they just said that, look, we don't want Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton down here. Stay away. There was an injustice done. The investigation's going on. The mayor acted correctly, I believe, in the circumstance. And they took the race car directly out of it. So justice could move and move swiftly for the people that did the wrong. And part of that that makes me glad to report on something like that, Rich, is accountability. The mayor stood up. The mayor just stood up. He took accountability for the situation. He said, look, this is what we've done. We've suspended and arrested a guy. I reviewed the tapes. I looked at the information. I talked to the city attorneys. This is plain out wrong, and we're not going to coddle this or slow the process down. They hammered him. They came down on him like a ton of bricks. And to the family's credit, and I'll say this again, they did not wish to play the race card. And this is what we've got to take out of this. We can't have a conversation. Rich, we cannot communicate with each other without an intermediary or an intercessor or somebody explaining what the other person is trying to tell the other person. We don't need this. We're adults. We know the language. We know how to communicate. Stay out of the way.
Well, everybody agrees, and I think people are waking up more and more every day, John. We do not need the political correct police, because that's why we have 6 corporations in charge of all that those media and medium outlets that I mentioned earlier. You know, when you live in a corrupt, manipulated society where the emperor has no clothes and people are afraid to say anything or divided into groups, how do you expect us to get anywhere and prosper as individuals, Americans, especially the masses, which are the poor and the middle class? Now, I want to mention a little tangent about that has relevance to this particular story. I had the privilege last year of listening to speaker Dr. Ben Carson. He came to Northwest Montana and he spoke here. And the first words out of his mouth, John, was, "I hate political correctness." And I'm quoting that. And then I'm going to paraphrase the next few lines he said. He says, it turns minorities into victims. And when you really think about this, folks, when you lower the bar of standards and expectations and quality for certain people that the powers that be put into groups, you're insulting their work ethic, their ability, and their intelligence. And then you're, look what you're doing to the overall fabric of America regarding things like ingenuity, productivity, accountability. There's no chance for American success and middle-class prosperity. If we stay on this path, folks, and let the powers that be control our own destiny, and we don't hold their feet to their fire, and we don't come up with think-outside-the-box ideas and synergy in lieu of division, with forgiveness in lieu of despair, we're not going to be able to pull out of this. And I feel there's a lot of solutions out there, but we have to do it together. And this family that you just talked about, John, kudos to them for smelling the roses and realizing that we are in it together. And it has nothing to do with what color you are, what gender you are, or who or what you have frickin' sex with. It's about being Americans, and it's about the aristocracy feathering their own nests, who have an addiction, folks, an addiction to power, money, and control. This addiction is very similar to the addiction of a typical meth addict on the street.
Right.
And when you're addicted to power, you will do anything to hold on to it, make followers in lieu of thinkers.
I'm sorry, Manny is standing up at the board looking at me. It's my mic jack in here. I think it's a little dirty. At any rate, and I just want to add to that, because we do have in this police state, there has been a change in the mentality of the guys with the shiny badges and the 6 guns with the authority. There have been victims, both white and black. And what happens when you bring in the race card in this issue, all of a sudden the whole perspective or the whole point of the conversation is deflected and it's derailed. Now it's about race. No, it was about that cop and what he did, regardless to whom and what color they were. And this is another issue. You know, this whole multiculturalism thing. You know, I mean, there are reasons why things are the way they are. And we'll discuss those issues and much more, and we'll take your calls as well at 800-313-9443 with my guest today. Very nice man. Real, genuine, honest, solid human being. Rich Sheban, author of One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And it doesn't have to necessarily be Montana, folks. That just happens to be in the northwest area of the state where he took up.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015, with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free your mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
We are back. 800-313-9443. There's been a lot of interruption here with you, Rich, and I know you're a man that once you get on a roll, you don't. It's not a good idea to interrupt you. So I will try to keep my silence a little bit more here in this interview. But look. I was impressed when I saw you up at the expo that Vince Vannelli put on. And I was talking with people after you gave your talk. And you can always tell, folks, when somebody gives a presentation and then the people start to crowd around, okay, for books to be signed or whatever else. So, Rich, where do we go from here, my friend?
Well, I think it's human nature, John, to always talk about the negative and complain and you know, sometimes even to give up and to lose hope. But I think it's really important to say it like it is, and you know, just to put a cap on the last story we talked about, people need to realize that civil rights policies were designed to be judged by individual merit and not what group we're in. We create a false illusion of equality when we lower the quality of life for the whole country. And these politically correct buzzwords that are being used, like equality, fairness, tolerance, transparency, accountability, these words are only words. They mean absolutely nothing to the powers that be who are saying them. In fact, they are the powers that be are the most intolerant people out there. And they want us to eat basically an Alinsky Marxist Communist Manifesto sandwich while they tell us how to live this ideal lifestyle that they are not practicing what they preach. And I like to talk about solutions and ideas, John. And I'm going to go off on a little rant here, if you don't mind, and talk about what we need to do as average Joe American people.
Okay, keep in mind of the clock. We've got a break in about 2 minutes, so we'll be moving into the second hour in just a couple.
Okay, I'll try to be real brief. First of all, we need to make sure that all laws are non-exempt. If people don't practice what they preach at any level, Congress, CEOs, any government official, these hypocrisies need to be pointed out. And for example, if you demand a greater benefit or lifestyle than the average American who are paying the taxes, that should be unacceptable. For example, if you're a proponent of Obamacare, you can't have a special health care plan. If you're a proponent of Common Core, you can't take your kids to private school. If you talk about living green, you can't be living in a 10,000 square foot house and be driving around in private jets. If you're a proponent of gun laws, how can you have the audacity to hire bodyguards, folks, and use the taxpayer monies to do it? You can't. How can you be an actor or producer or director of Hollywood and say it's for the people, but yet, because of tax purposes and fees, you film outside the country? You know, I can go on and on about all these hypocrisies on how we need to make sure all laws become non-exempt. You can't preach socialism when you're living lavishly, especially on the taxpayer ticket. If you're getting paid by the taxpayer, first of all, you should make sure that you put into the kitty. If you didn't put into that particular fund, you should be trying to do everything in your power to help mankind. And again, we all have things to give. We all have individual talents. We all have individual skills. And since I have moved to Montana and began to live off grid over the last several years, I've picked up some skills. And I feel obligated as an average American Joe to share some of these skills and lifestyle choices with the American people, so they have a chance of not being addicted to all these monthly bills like that comes from utility companies and smart meters and everything that they can't even control their own health.
All right, we've got to take the top of the hour break. It's going to be a short one, less than 2.5 minutes, folks. We'll be back with Rich Sheban, second hour of National Intel Report.